Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte clear liners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you could pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Hi there, it's Julia Louis-Dreyfus. You may know me from my podcast called Wiser Than Me, where I talk to older women and get their wisdom from the front lines of life. I was amazed by how many people told me our show made them look forward to getting older, which is why I'm here to talk about season 2 of the show. Sally Field, Billie Jean King, Beverly Johnson, Ina Garten, Bonnie Raitt, just to name a few. All hail old women. Wiser Than Me season 2 is out now from Lemonada Media.
That's not just the sound of that first sip of Morning Joe. It's the sound of someone shopping for a car on Carvana from the comfort of home.
That's a good blend.
It's time to take it easy, like answering some easy questions to get pre-qualified for a car in minutes.
Talk about starting the morning right.
Just like customizing your terms so your car fits your budget.
Mm-mm-mm.
Visit Carvana.com or download the app to experience car shopping the way it should be. Convenient, comfortable. Ah.
Doug hates candy wrappers, screening baby sticky seeds with 50 as a popcorn kernels in his teeth. There's still not one that he won't see, 'cause Doug loves movies.
Everybody, my name is Doug, and I love movies. That's probably the loudest one ever. Especially considering the size of the crowd. There's a lot of people here, but I've heard like 1,200 people be less loud than you guys. Coming to you for the first time from... Cafe Istanbul as part of the Hell Yes Fest in New Orleans, Louisiana! It's 10 p.m.-ish on Thursday, October 8th, and I'd like to see those name tags. I had a feeling there'd be some good ones. I did not expect someone to drop down from the balcony like that. That's pretty exciting. We got Armageddon, and you got Bruce Willis and me and you on the poster, as it should have been. Quantum of Solace. You guys know each other? And you're both named Tim? And you had to sit around going, which movie are you gonna take? I'll take Quantum of Solace. Solace. And then you may put my face on the lady. I'm a Bond girl, everybody. There's a Curious George that's all lit up, I assume. Oh, okay, sorry. Jesus, you are furious. Furious, I got it wrong. What's in that little bag thing you got there?
Beignets.
Beignets. Instead of donuts, I like it. I like it. And the guy from The Jerk is here with his cans. He wears a whole costume, you guys. You need to step up your shit. He hates these cans. There's a young Steffenstein that's lit up back there. Stevenstein? Steffenstein? Good job. And then I saw that Top Gun on the internet today, and I do not care for Tom Cruise's hairstyle on my... on a picture of me where I'm super stoned and one eye's like practically closed. I could never be a fighter pilot like him. All right, thanks you guys for bringing all that stuff. Oh, there's Full Mezza Jacket from last night. Good to see you again. Las Vegas, Doug Loves Movies is coming back to the Plaza Hotel this Saturday at 4:20. And then Denver, Tampa, Nashville, Houston, New York City, Raleigh, Portland, Oregon, sorry, Portland, Maine, and San Diego are all getting Doug Loves Movies tapings between now and the end of the year, and it will be up to them to top you guys in enthusiasm. And I don't know if they'll be able to do it. This is also the latest at night I've ever done a Doug Loves Movies. I'm usually too stone-tired by this point. But all of my dates and deets are at douglovesmovies.com. That's douglovesmovies.com. I got a prize bag! Full of garbage! No, there's some good stuff in here, you guys. There's a copy of Savage Henry Magazine, a promotional tool CD by yours truly. Some really fun weed-related postcardery. This thing that's like, you can put your weed in it, but it's also a grinder. a t-shirt, I should say a tank. A man tank, I think they called it. For Mid-City Pizza. They're nice to... provide us with some pizza backstage. I don't know what you were just yelling, but I'd like to ask you to never do it again. It was really loud, and I couldn't tell what he was saying. And, you guys, I brought it all the way from Los Angeles. Somebody's gonna get a schmovie! Oh, wait, this is maybe the best thing. I mean, to me, the schmovie's pretty cool. But also... A Taylor Swift keychain. Which, as you can see, the keychain, these are good items to have together. The keychain and my album cover are both look pretty much the same. Because I stole the look of her album cover for my album. And Hell Yes Fest has a lot of great comics, and also New Orleans is also a place where motion pictures and stuff are... being filmed, because I'm sure they're getting like tax breaks or something. And because I'm pretty sure the movie that he's working on isn't... We'll get into it with him when he gets out here. But please give a big warm welcome to Baron Vaughn, Matt Bronger, and Rich Summer!
Hot dog.
Wow.
Looky there.
If you had only seen the Three Stooges physical comedy bit we did when he said all of our names, like, what? Oh, all of us?
We thought we were coming out one at a time.
Nope.
And we just, all at once, crushed against each other.
You guys made it, though.
We did.
You're here.
Thanks, Doug.
Let's start from closest to me. It's Baron Vaughn, everybody. Co-host of the Malton on Movies podcast.
Yeah.
And you became friends with Leonard, I guess?
Yeah, we're friendly.
Yeah.
Cool.
You get along?
We do get along. Not a lot of high fives.
Wait, how do you greet each other?
Handshakes.
Is it always, do you always up with a...
Low fives, three pumps.
And you're performing here at the Hell Yes Fest.
You
have a set that's like, I appreciate you being here because you're going to have to like walk across the street.
And go straight on
to
stage.
To the hi-ho.
Hi-ho.
Yeah. And so you're going to have to like go on like right away over
there. Basically hi-ho and it's off to work I go.
Yeah. So thank you for that. And we want to tell the... We want to tell the audience here that if you want to run across the street and see Baron do stand-up, please do. Like, we'll do like a flash mob thing where we'll all just go over there after we're done here. Sounds like three people are on board. And sitting in the middle tonight, we've got Rich Sommer, everybody.
Hi, Doug.
Has anyone ever told you your name sounds like a movie about the Hamptons?
It's a great idea. I'm going to license it.
I like it. And you, of course, also have a podcast, but it's about board games.
That's right. Yeah.
And what's it called?
Cardboard. Cardboard with Rich Sommer. It's been a little bit of a break, but it's
oh, it's on
back.
A break?
Yeah, it's coming back. It's going to okay. come back.
Because you're busy here in New Orleans making a major motion picture with Woody Harrelson
mm-hmm.
called LBJ, in which he plays the title role.
That's correct.
It's called LBJ?
It is,
okay.
Yeah.
And you're in it, and it's directed by Rob Reiner.
Uh-huh.
And how long have you been here for this?
I've been here for 2 weeks. I'm here for 3 weeks more, and I have worked for probably a grand total of, 82 minutes. And I think I am staring down the barrel of a solid 45 more in the next 3 weeks. I work one day per week for the next 3 weeks.
And you're guessing that's going to end up in how much screen time in the movie?
Oh, all told, like even fuzzy out of focus?
Yeah.
3 minutes.
How can you tell us what who you play? In the,
yeah, I play.
A historical figure?
Yes, Pierce Salinger, who was Kennedy's press secretary, and then LBJ sort of inherited him for about 4 months.
Oh, okay.
Yep.
Sounds great.
He's described in the script as the heavyset press secretary. So I knew I had a shot.
The heavy secretary. That's what it should
that's
say
another movie.
In
that's
the
another
titles.
Movie. That's right.
Well, that's very, that worked out great that you were in town and you reached out to me and said, let's do it.
I was so happy you were going to be here, but I did forget to bring something for the bag. However, hold shut.
People,
Jesus Christ. I haven't
like,
finished.
Oh,
give him a second.
Oh, how could you?
Love
so
a Christ.
I want to offer.
It's going to be even better, you guys.
This up for the winner. That whoever wins, you give me your address. I'm going back to LA to see my wife and children for 5 minutes.
My wife.
And I'm going to. I will send you in the post a board game out of my collection. So we'll talk about the kind of games you like. We'll pick one that you like, and I'll send it to you.
Yeah, you get to have a conversation with him about what you want him to send you in the mail.
Yeah.
Well, that's above and beyond.
We'll do it as we're running across the street to Baron's show.
Hey, my drink appeared magically. Thank you very much, Cafe Istanbul, for this vodka soda. And we've got on the end, bringing it home, Matt Bronger.
Hey, gang. Thank you.
From one of the, Cardboard and Malton on Movies, those are catchy titles, but Matt has one of my favorite podcast titles. Because it's Ding Donger with Matt Bronger.
That's right. Very dignified.
Yeah. I love it.
It's elegant.
Yeah, and you're also performing here at the festival. You did a set on this very stage earlier this evening.
Yep.
And they almost canceled this show because you brought the house down.
Nah.
And they had to do a lot of repairs.
No, well, there was some. But Neil Hamburger, who I co-headlined with, threw his drink, one of his three drinks, into a dipshit's face sitting right there.
Really?
And it's one of the best things I've ever seen. Oh, he was just a coked out shithead with the mind of a child. And, wow.
Oh, yeah, none of it.
Just, you think you can interrupt my... I'm just in the back like,
incredible.
Oh, in my wildest dreams. It was incredible. It was incredible.
Do you think there was like ice in it, or do you think it all melted?
There was ice.
Oh,
awesome.
Just chunks of ice in your face.
full drink.
That can't be good when you're coked up.
No. Especially when you're like, yeah, vodka, and it's just water, you know? Just a stage drink.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Probably he doesn't have real alcohol in there.
Yeah, well, who knows? I think he does every other. You know,
what?
Neil. He has like a thing a real of vodka. Drink. Water, vodka.
Because he drinks from it.
Yeah.
But he holds like three of them at the same time
right.
during his entire set.
Yes, and drains them all.
It's amazing.
Yeah.
That's genius. I should get water every other drink now that you mention it.
It's actually
it.
A good idea, Doug, yeah. as you get older.
Just really
think about it's to really, hydrate. And
it's really, really super smart.
For health.
Do you have something for the prize bag, sir?
Yes, I brought the very first thing I gave as a prize the first time I did Doug Love Movies, my first album. There's only a couple of these left out there. I didn't make that many, so it's kind of blurry because I didn't know how to make an album cover, and yeah. But
we'll just pass that on down here so I can throw it in someone's face.
You got it. Just not sideways.
Thank you. Yeah, just get that corner right in your eye. And so there it is. That's going in the prize bag. And what do you have for us, Baron?
Oh, you know, I've been flying a lot lately. And at every airport, there is a Best Buy dispensary machine. And I never get to go to it. I walk by and it's like, you want to do it this time? So I said on the way here, I'll go to it and put something in. So I got these Skull Candy Smoking Buds 2. Earbuds. Skull candy for your brain sugar.
There it is. It's going in the bag, you guys. So that's going to be something that you could listen to this podcast with.
By like
or Ding Dong or Cardboard or Malton on Movies.
By smoking buds, you think it means like a hot friendship?
The heat like of you, platonic love.
You like you and Malton.
Yes. Yeah. Malton and I are smoking buds. That's right. Put on our smoking jackets and
I've been talking to Leonard about coming on and talking movies with you guys. Mm-hmm. Should we try to see if he'll get high with us? You know, just for once in a controlled environment.
That would be incredible.
You know, we'll just sit there. He'll just, when he's high, he probably only talks about Mickey Mouse.
Probably.
I know he's an expert. He knows a lot about Mickey Mouse.
About his wife and Mickey Mouse. That would probably be it. Yeah.
That's all he talk about.
But I don't think he would do it. But I would love to see that and tape it and put it on everything.
So on Malton on Movies, you basically, as I assume the idea is each episode you kind of tackle a genre or a type of movie.
Yeah, we pick a genre of movie or we pick a subject that's relevant to us or the time and... We pick a movie that fits a great example of that thing, a bad example, and something that you might not have seen that you probably should see.
That's cool. And so you have to keep up with Leonard, you have to have seen a lot of shit.
Watch a lot of movies.
Yeah, and how much do you keep up on current movies?
I try to keep up on them as much as possible. It's pretty hard because I'm watching all these movies for the podcast and then I'm shooting a TV show as well.
Because Leonard will throw at you, you've got to watch, you know, Our Lady Eve or whatever the fuck.
But we agree on the movies beforehand. He does do that, but we try to pick stuff that's streamable and it's easy to get.
Oh, that's good.
Yeah.
So what's the last thing you saw for any reason? For that show or for just for your own life?
The last thing I saw for any reason.
Last movie.
I was watching Shaun of the Dead the other day.
Yeah. Just for fun, because you'd seen it before.
I was watching it again for shots.
What does that mean?
I was just kind of studying the camera movement.
Oh, are you going to direct something?
Who knows?
Yeah, interesting director.
Who's that chick that just ran in?
Yeah.
It's Aria.
Who's that lady? All right. And well, of course, we love Shaun of the Dead and all of Edgar's.
It's a brilliant movie.
Edgar's stuff. Yeah.
Says that person as well.
What about you, Rich? What have you been looking at? Like, you've had all this free time here. Have you found a movie theater and watched something?
Yeah, there's one right not too far from our hotel. I've seen a few there. I saw Black Mass, and yeah, right? Yeah. Ugh. I kind of thought, I really had high hopes for it.
Your pal John Hamm called it it's the new Tyler Perry Christmas film. He's funny, that handsome asshole.
Good for him.
Yeah, fuck him.
I'm so sick of his shit. That's fantastic.
What do you think happened to Harry Crane ultimately? Like, do you think he...
I hope that after that last scene, he walked out of the building, he was hit by a bus, and it was just his fur, like the fur collar just like floated to the ground, and that was it.
Did you? Yeah, that was especially in that last season. You you got some really fun outfits and facial hair.
Yeah,
it was crazy.
Yeah, and like just horrible things to say and do. Yeah, to match those up.
I don't know if it's because I like you as a person and know you, but like as mad as everybody always was at Harry Crane, I was like, he's not so bad.
Like he. No, yeah, I felt the same. Like I've known Rick for a couple years. Much. I was the sweetest dude, and just to watch him go. Full tilt, creepy fuck was so fun to watch.
Yeah.
And the sideburns.
So, Black Mass with Johnny Depp. What'd you think?
I give it like a 60 out of the 100 on the old Rotten Tomatoes. I didn't love it. But I did see. I also saw The Martian, which I fucking loved.
Ooh.
Have you seen it?
Isn't that lovely?
Yes, I did see it, and. I think I'm not into, I think I've seen enough of outer space.
Wait. You know, there's so much of it to see, though.
Yeah, like, just even looking back, there aren't that many space saga, there's not that many movies like that that I love. You know, I like it for the one-time experience, like I saw sure. Apollo 13 and thought that was good. But, like, I don't know. There's just something
I don't remember,
about it.
What did you think about Gravity? I don't remember what you thought about
it. I like Gravity.
Yeah.
But Gravity felt more like an adventure film, yeah. You know, and just sort of the her just trying to get back, which, of course, that's what Matt Damon's trying to do as well. But he's just so much more...
Well, they both have the same fun-loving outlook, right?
He's a little quippier than she was.
I don't know. What?
They're both pretty clever.
Yeah.
They're both pretty
clever. She seems super fun.
You didn't see Interstellar either?
I did see Interstellar, and that bored the shit out of me.
I haven't seen that one yet.
I thought that was super boring, just navel-gazing. Like, it was like watching a three-hour McConaughey commercial. but he was in a spaceship instead of a Cadillac.
Which Cadillac is the spaceship of cars. That's their new thing that they're trying to go with.
Yeah, so I think I'm just not, as a genre, I'm just not that, you know, 2001 was amazing, and I don't think anybody's ever topped it.
It gets fun when you jump to actual science fiction and go fiction hard, you know what I mean? Where the level of, not only do you have a spaceship, but you're a smuggler and super cool, and you have a hairy friend that looks like a dog, like just beyond everything.
Yes.
And we're all shooting lasers and just casually, I'm going to Centaun 5 or whatever. And you're just there.
Yeah, this leaned more on the science than the fiction. I mean, the only difference was that also we go to Mars. Otherwise,
right.
It's
right.
Now. Yeah,
but yeah, that's what I should say. Is I should say outer space dramas with any kind of sense of realism
right.
That's what
are
I mean.
No fun.
So like Matt
Guardians
Damon,
of the Galaxy, super fun.
Matt Damon doesn't meet super the devil. Fun. He doesn't meet the devil in.
He does not meet the devil.
Oh, that's
although that's a spoiler.
He is the devil. Like that was the thing that I had the problem with about Black Mass is that did you have to make him bleached blonde Nosferatu like that? That insanely scary. Like nobody in that little area of Southie was like Jesus fucking Christ. You look horrifying. I know you're gonna have me killed right now, but how are your eyes ice blue?
Like, and why isn't his child just crying every time
all
he
the time,
speaks to him?
Just at the dinner table. Stop looking at me, Daddy. Stop.
If nobody sees it, it didn't happen.
Get Daddy away from me.
Mom was cute though.
I liked her.
I haven't seen any of these movies.
Well,
it's fantastic. You all have so much rage. And I'm just chilling.
I'm not angry at it. Like, I thought both Black Mass and The Martian were completely engaging enough. Like, I wasn't bored or anything. But, you know, at this point, people, like, ask me what I think is a great movie, what they should check out. And so I just... stay away from recommending things that I think might bore people.
I don't want to bogart this whole conversation, but did you see The Walk?
Yes.
The tightrope. What did you think of that?
I saw it in IMAX 3D at the Chinese in Hollywood, where they give you those super fucking heavy glasses that no matter how many times you rub them with your shirt or whatever,
they're still
they've
just
got
a
fucking weird
fog.
They're just dirty. They're just like dirty,
fog.
Stupid glasses that are heavy on the bridge of your nose. And I'm mad for people that wear glasses while I'm wearing them because I think, what the fuck did they do? Like, you have to... put these stupid things that do not fit normally over glasses. Like, they're not goggles, you know? So you've got these weird things you gotta sit there with two pairs of glasses on. And to watch a movie where in the walk they throw stuff at you maybe three times in the entire movie. Like, there's lots of depth situations. Like, I wrote on Twitter that it's the best 3D since Avatar, but I should say I don't like 3D at all. It's the best since then, and it's an interesting movie, but like, also, if you saw the trailer, like if you saw an IMAX movie and saw the trailer for The Walk, you're good.
Yeah.
You don't have to see 2 hours of that shit. Yeah. They show every claustrophobic shot.
Yep.
And every, like, even the TV commercial I was watching it today, they show the last scene of the movie.
Yeah.
In the TV, and it's also a documentary. And, you know, so if you do any research at all, you know about the guy and what happened.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? You're not watching the movie wondering what's going to happen. It's just more like, holy shit, that's high. That guy's higher than I am right now, and I am angry. Because my high had worn off by the end of the movie. During the first hour of the movie, I'm super fucking high, and he's just riding around on a unicycle in France. Yeah. That's not scary or compelling.
And talking straight,
but it's French.
Down the barrel.
Like, yeah, that, also, that's the thing. Shots of him standing on the Statue of Liberty narrating this story are so dumb.
It's so fake and weird.
Are you fucking with me? That's real? That's a scene?
The whole, this is not giving away
anything. He's standing in the torch.
On the gift.
When I first came to this country.
The gifts that France gave us.
Straight down the pipe, by the way. It's all just straight down the thing. It's awful.
Is he unicycling on a rugged croissant wheel? You see, it is...
I fear Zemeckis is a little like getting like George Lucas syndrome, because he did all those animated movies, those computer animated things, Beowulf and shit, and then he did Flight and he did this, but like, he seems like he only wants to do movies where there's spectacular visuals.
It's okay. We were right there with you.
I'm using spectacular.
You put them together. You put them together that before you amazing. Said either of them.
It's actually spectacular is what that means.
Yeah.
No, it's spectacular.
It so is.
In a real way.
But then the rest of the script, he's like, who cares how dumb it is? You know? And it's like, it's just a shame because, like, I think Joseph Gordon-Levitt commits himself
absolutely
to the role and you know, does some pretty cool things in it. But, like... Is there any other character that's even remotely compelling in the film?
No.
No. It's just, hey, Frenchie's going to walk on a wire. And it's also a huge bummer that you have to look at the Twin Towers for an entire movie.
That's another thing, yes.
Sitting there going, well, it's neat that they were there then. But what about some other Frenchman with a dream? What's he going to walk across?
I seriously wish the narrator sounded like you just then. Frenchie's gonna walk on a wire. Like the narrator of Jersey Boys or something. I don't know. I don't like him. I don't like his turtleneck. Fuck this guy. But he's got a lot of balance. Cannot take that away from him. No shit.
Yeah, there's one point where he's upset because he doesn't have his costume for walking on the wire.
Yeah.
It's like, okay, instead of a black long sleeve shirt, you have to settle for a black t-shirt. What a horrible compromise. Anyway, I'd say go check it out if it looks compelling to you. You know what I mean? If you look at that and go, that doesn't look interesting, and I don't like heights, because they really do fucking hit you over the head.
Oh, yeah.
With how fucking high it is. Like, the shots are pretty incredible.
Yeah.
It's visually amazing.
It is. I mean, it is something to sort of behold as far as the effects go. But that part lasts about 15 minutes, and you have to sit through the other 2 hours and 5 minutes.
Yeah, There should just be like an IMAX. You know how IMAX has those movies that are only 30 minutes long? Yeah.
That's what that should be.
You know, like, I'm in France juggling. Oh, now I'm walking this wire. Let's go.
No you transition.
You know,
it's over
2 hours long?
10 years later.
Oh, yeah.
They show in the trailer, he like steps on a nail at one point and it goes right through his foot. I don't need to see that.
Not in 3D.
Where are we? Matt, have I asked you, have you been to the movies?
No. Last one I saw was Black Mass, but before that I saw Straight Outta Compton. That was, I enjoyed it.
Not worth the 3D version or IMAX.
No way.
Just see it normal.
I had no idea growing up listening to Eazy-E and NWA, thinking they were murdering en route to the studio to make songs. They were such a bunch of fun-loving dudes. Just a bunch of guys hanging out, rapping about fucking chicks and shooting people. That's like, I was laughing watching it, but at the same time, it's like, oh yeah, that was like a front. You know, their characters they would rap as, in a way. But I enjoyed it. I thought it was great.
Yeah, it's alter, really, it's
alter
really
egos.
Fun. It's like the fastest paced over 2 hour movie I've seen in a long time. Like, mm-hmm. When it was over, I was kind of shocked at how long it was, because it just zipped by. And now they're going to make another one that's going to be more, concentrate more on Snoop and Shug.
Yeah, and the dog.
For reals.
Wait, really? Same filmmakers and everything? Same,
I think so.
Oh, same actor.
Oh, wow. I did not see that.
Yeah, that guy that played Snoop, he's not in it much, but he was good.
Yeah, he was good. He's
like, the casting is the top achievement of that movie.
Yeah.
Like, the casting is pretty great all the way across.
I love that they did a nationwide search for the guy who played Dre and settled on a guy fresh out of Juilliard. Like, of course. Of course. Of course. Of course.
I love the goggles, the character goggles, because they all had a say in the movie, you know? So there's a lot of nostalgia in it, and... You know, Dre treats women really well.
Really well. Just takes care of them. Doesn't throw them down a flight of stairs.
All right, I respect your
run
choices.
Run into a women's bathroom.
Like, that would
slam
happen.
Them against the wall.
I guess Dre wasn't so bad.
But yeah. I like to see them treated as like a group that changed everything, like the Beatles. Mm-hmm. That was my favorite thing about the movie.
Because you don't feel that's true.
No. I do feel it is true.
Oh, okay.
Yeah,
they completely changed the industry.
I just never would have guessed at any point in my life until I saw that movie that a group deciding to perform "Fuck the Police" would be so heartwarming.
No,
like
that's
that it
exactly
would be
my
such
point.
A triumphant
yeah.
moment.
Yeah.
You know, like, oh my God, these guys are great.
And I feel like there were maybe 17 shots of them playing arenas. Roughly 17.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Another huge crowd. And can you believe? Like, by now, yes, I believe it very much. You were huge.
But they definitely also. I like the racial makeup of all the audiences. I don't know if you noticed.
Mm-hmm.
It's mostly white people.
Well, yeah.
But that kind of is exactly how.
Oh,
it happened
yeah.
as well.
Yeah.
So thanks for that movie.
Well, now is this part of the show where I say. Let the games begin. But first, really quick, trailer alert. Have you guys seen the trailer where Tom Hardy plays twin brothers?
No, the Cray brothers.
The Cray brothers.
Yeah.
And it's incredible. Like, I don't know if the movie's going to be any good, but he works hard. For the
He's
money,
not fucking around that guy.
Because he, you know, he plays both brothers, and one of them is like just a brute who is also just very openly homosexual, and so just in the trailer, I was like, whoa, this is fucking intense. So when does that come out? Do you know?
I'm not sure, but
I don't think it's soon.
I think it came out in England. I don't think it
oh,
came
it's
out,
out already over there.
That's what I because there've been not great reviews from like English reviewers. Yeah,
that's too bad.
Yeah, it is.
It doesn't matter. See it anyway. You want to see two Hardys.
I'm going to see it.
They're like, he's still mumbling. Enough with this Bane shit. Fucking enunciate.
That was cool to see gay Bane. That was cool.
Gain.
So
all right,
clean.
So everybody's looking at me like, should we hold them up? Should we not hold them up? There's the
wow.
name tags, you guys.
Wow. So many cool ones.
Gentlemen, pick your name tags, and while you do that, we'll do this. We'll be right back after a word from... some sponsors from me.
Hey everybody, today's episode is brought to you by Tribeca Shortlist. Do you stream movies online? Isn't it time you found something that's actually worth watching? Stop searching through endless lists of cheesy rom-coms and sequels that should have never been made and start watching great movies on Tribeca Shortlist. Emphasizing quality over quantity, Tribeca Shortlist provides unlimited access to a hand-picked catalog of movies for less than the cost of a movie ticket. Watch personal on-camera recommendations from experts in the movie business and find their picks on Tribeca Shortlist. We're talking about movies like This Is Spinal Tap, the classic, or how about a newer movie like Howl? Finding a movie shouldn't take longer than watching a movie. Find a movie worth watching the first time and every time on Tribeca Shortlist. Need another suggestion? Drugstore Cowboy from acclaimed director Gus Van Sant, with performances by Matt Dillon and William Burroughs. In celebration of their recent launch, Tribeca's Shortlist would like to invite all Doug Loves Movies listeners to enjoy 15% off this awesome new movie streaming service. That's just $4.99 per month. Visit TribecaShortlist.com and enter promo code Doug in all caps to get your first month free. Remember, that's TribecaShortlist.com and promo code Doug, all caps. Tribeca Shortlist, Tribeca Shortlist. Back to the show.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
This episode is brought to you by Philo. Do you love TV? Do you love saving money? Then Philo is your solution. Philo has shows, movies, and live TV for just $25 a month. You can even try it for free with their 7-day free trial. No contracts, no commitments, no hassles. Just a better way to watch TV. Never miss a minute of shows like the hit docuseries Where is Wendy Williams? Or classics such as Friends. If you can't get enough TV, then there's no better way to watch. Philo has more than 70 channels like BET, MTV, and AMC. And the best part? You can try it yourself with their 7-day free trial. Sign up today at philo.tv/poppods. That's philo.tv/poppods to get 50% off your first month.
We're back. Who are you playing for, Matt Bronger?
I'm not allowed to say.
What? It's a secret?
Yeah.
Why? Oh, the shithead's a secret. You could tell us who you're playing for. You pick the guy who brought the cans from The Jerk.
Yes.
It's they hate these cans. That's why they're... Steve Martin thinks they're shooting at the cans and not him.
So it's Easy Serve Special Motor Oil, so I'm playing for. Wait.
What's his name, though?
Here, my name is Chris.
Yeah. Chris.
At Fart Cancer,
right.
It says.
Yeah,
what did I say? His Twitter name is Fart Cancer.
Ah, the weed just started kicking in. I'm sorry, guys.
One of my favorite Twitter names. All right, and congratulations, Chris. Did you get picked before, or you were just at a show before? Okay. What do you got there, Rich?
I've got Things to Do in Brandon When You're Dead, with a picture of Doug Benson, and I'm guessing Brandon as your ingenue.
Weird.
And some Christmas lights.
It's got Christmas lights on it.
I got a little jazzed by the Christmas lights. That's what happened.
All right, yeah. It's time for the season almost. Who you got, Baron?
This says, I am the law! Which is exactly how Sylvester Stallone says it. It says law. This is I am the Laura. Is right here.
I am the Laura.
Yeah.
And again, with the
and
lights.
And also lights.
And also they blink. Yeah, so yours is better than the one Rich picked. Yeah.
Oh, blinking. Come on.
First of all,
I
lights.
Don't want it.
Second of all, blinking.
Yeah. Very good. Good job, everybody. This first game we're going to play tonight is a little something... kind of a newish game called Cable Billing, a.k.a. Comcastaway. And the cable listings on my system, I don't know about what cable you guys got, but the cable listings for movies...
Cox.
Fucking Cox. The cable listing... Okay,
like
I get
a bunch
it,
of
Cox. It's like everybody in the room wants their chance to yell Cox. Cox, yes, I got it. They list, they just, when a movie's on there, they just pick two random names from the cast that are hardly ever the actual stars of the movie to list at the top of the listing when you're searching for movies to watch.
By the way, that happened the first two seasons of Mad Men on TiVo. It was Mad Men featuring January Jones and Rich Summer.
Yes!
Nice.
That's exactly what
That's
this
awesome.
Is.
Finally.
They are in that show.
Yeah.
They
are in that show.
Two of my favorites on that show. But it's, you know, that's not how these decisions should be made.
That's right.
Yeah. So
basically, I'm going to tell you something I saw on my cable box on the TV. Two names that I don't necessarily associate with being the stars of this particular motion picture. And it's just between the panelists on stage, of course. Just start guessing names of movies until one of you gets it. This might take a minute. So don't get excited out there in the audience and yell out the town.
So we just yell out.
To use a recent example.
Is it the town?
Yeah, just, no, it's not the town.
Okay. Whenever we have it, we just yell it out.
Yell it.
Yeah.
All right.
Or, you know, say it into your microphone.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
You don't have to yell. What movie, according to my cable, should be watched because it stars Owen Wilson and Blythe Danner?
Meet the Parents?
That's correct.
Yes. Shark in the water. But Owen Wilson is—he's just the boyfriend in that, yeah, right? The ex-boyfriend or whatever.
Yeah, he's in all of the Meet the Fockers and the Little Fockers, but weird to list him first
above Ben Stiller.
Ben Stiller and Robert De Niro. And who doesn't love Blythe Danner? But that was just weird. This is a weird decision. And so Rich wins our first game. That means he has to go first
God.
Last Man Stanton. Have you guys all played this? Have you done this, Matt?
I don't remember.
It's. I really shouldn't get you guys so high after the show. Basically, we're going to get the name of an actor or actress who's got a large body of work, hopefully. And then I'll play along. We take turns naming movies that person was
this
in.
This was called something before, though. Seth Rogen? No.
Yeah, very early on it was called the Seth Rogen.
Oh, good catch.
Good catch. Because Seth Rogen was the first person to play it, or first name we used. And then it changed to Last Man Stanton when Harry Dean Stanton was on the show. And he played the game and won because we were doing the films of Harry Dean Stanton. And he barely...
Were the other two guys just furious?
No, he barely eked out the win with his own movies. When I first announced it, he goes, "Well, I've been in 170 movies."
Oh,
and we were like, "Oh, fuck." And even he couldn't get past, you know, the big ones.
That's tough. God.
Because why would he remember all those names of movies?
Sure.
He just churns them out.
He just keeps making them.
He just shows up and acts grizzled, and then he's done.
I don't know that he's acting grizzled.
He's always grizzled.
Yeah, he is grizzled.
Even young Harry Dean was like a grizzled, like he was always, he's always like a
cool hand Luke.
Just a grizzled grade schooler.
Yeah. Yeah.
Getting the crayons and getting my coloring done.
So, of course, typical of me and how I operate things, you know, I don't remember which names we've covered and which ones we haven't. And so people write to me on Twitter, I've got a great name for Last Man Stanton. And I always just pick somebody. And tonight is Kevin A. Fuentes here. Oh, shit. There he is, way up there in the balcony. Let me see your name tag. You have a name tag? That's not a bad one.
Kevin Vincible.
Kevincible.
Kevin Vincible.
Yeah.
Two V's. Kevin Vincible.
Kevin Vincible. Kevin Fuentes. Yeah. Tell us your suggestion. Jennifer Aniston. I like it. It's not an easy one.
It's
also not a hard one. It's kind of I call it medium. Tricky. Good job, dude.
Oh, shit.
Yeah. Jennifer Aniston. Let me just write it down so I don't forget.
Oh, no.
All right. We'll start with Rich, and then we'll go to Baron, and then me, and then Matt over there. We'll go around, and if you can't think of one, you're out.
I can
Jennifer Aniston.
Only think of one
sure
right now.
I'm sure everybody in the audience has a few. So
I'm sure they do. They're all very smart, Doug.
Hang on to them until the end, till we're done.
I'm going to... Oh, I don't want to blow it. I'm going to start with Office Space.
All right. She had a lot of flair in that movie.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
What happened?
32 pieces of flair? 31? Okay. Don't care either way.
Good job, guys.
Not really anything I'm interested in. I made my little flair joke. I'm ready to move on. Baron, what do you think?
I'm going to go obvious first. Horrible bosses.
Yeah.
Oh, right.
As long as you did that, I got to do this last night when we played Kevin Spacey over at the my stand-up show. And so I had the honor of jumping in with Horrible Bosses 2.
Oh, yeah.
And that's I'm grateful that it doesn't have a subtitle that I have to remember. It's just straight up 2, that's it.
Keeping it easy.
Not back in business or anything like that. Matt, what do you got?
Leprechaun.
Oh. Digging deep. I like it.
Probably should have saved that one, honestly.
Yeah.
Oh, well.
Yeah, maybe, but it's gone. That's the thing about saving them is that you like get your idea to save it, and then a couple rounds go by, and then you forget the one that you wanted to save.
Or someone says it, and you don't have a backup.
Then you're fucked. Yeah.
Come on, Rich.
Come on, Rich.
I can see everything about it. I can see her doing the strip thing. I can see Jason Sudeikis on the fucking thing. I can see all the kids with the thing.
It's a tough game there.
I know, thank you.
They just fall out of your head.
I appreciate that. Oh, God, we're the Millers?
Yeah! Woo! Start thinking about your next one.
Oh, no, that's it.
That's it?
Yeah, no. It'll be a brick wall once it comes back to me.
You think you tapped out after that?
100%.
I have one I just thought of that might be one of her movies, so I'm gonna hold off on that one for a while. What do you got, Baron?
Along Came Polly.
Yes. Girls that have a blind ferret on a leash are so wacky.
The wackiest.
I gotta say, though, about that movie, real briefly.
It's spectacular.
That... No, but...
It's spectacular, okay.
Philip Seymour Hoffman didn't do a lot of flat-out comedies, but he's so funny in that.
Oh, he's real funny in that movie.
That scene where he has to fill in the boardroom, and he has no idea what he's talking about, and just keeps making noises and coughing and doing anything he can to just stall, is so goddamn funny. All right, I'm going to go with Picture Perfect.
Damn it.
With our friend Jay Moore. With a cast on his arm because he fucking broke his arm right before they started shooting, so they had to ride it in. Another great story. Also, my mic got less hot somehow, and feels like I have to work to make people hear me. So if you could make it more hot, that'd be awesome. Sounds good. Matt?
The Breakup.
Yeah, of course!
Oh, fuck you. Wanderlust.
Nice. Oh, that's a good one.
So I'm so glad I don't know why that made me think of it, but it worked.
We're on a team, Rich.
Thank you, Matt.
Is it my turn?
Yes, sir.
The Good Girl.
Oh, yeah.
Good one.
I like that one.
Yeah.
I was going to say about The Breakup is that Jon Favreau is really funny in that. That scene where he's Vince Vaughn and they're talking about how sad he is, and he's like, "So you think I should, you want me to kill her?" Or like, he like offers to have somebody killed, right? And then Vince Vaughn is like, "No, don't do that." And he goes, "I'm gonna take that as a signal that you're really saying yes." And it just goes back and forth. It's really funny. All right, whose turn is it? Me? You said the good one?
The Good Girl, yeah.
Good Girl. I wrote down the good one. Let me just fix that, because what I've written down is very important. I'm going to go with co-starred a previous guest on Douglas Movies, who goes by the name Paul Rudd, The Object of My Affection.
Oh, yeah. Right.
Back to Matt. This is going great. I think we're going to name every Jennifer Aniston movie.
I will see your shitty Aniston movie and raise you. Just go with it.
Oh, that's right. Just go with it.
I am out.
That's, you're just going to announce that you're out? You don't want to take a second?
No, it's I'm out from 1993.
Yeah, that's right. Sorry, Jennifer Aniston.
On the poster, she's like this.
Paul
Reiser.
No.
And all these guys are like, but what?
Yeah, the working title was not having it.
I am out.
These dudes suck.
I am out.
Yeah, oh. Bye.
Oh, I just thought of another one. Sorry. So you're done? No more Rich?
No, nothing.
Okay.
I can't believe I got three on that. So
I'm what done. Do you got, Baron?
Thank you so much.
Baron.
I'm also out of movies.
You are?
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah. That was the one that she did with Courtney Cox.
All out of movies?
Yeah.
I don't think they've done a movie together. I'm going to go with her recent Academy Award bid that didn't work out. Cake.
Oh, Cake. Right. Oopsie. Was that your, that was the one you had in the bag?
Huh? Oh, that was your backup?
Yeah.
So you're done?
Give me.
We'll give you a second.
Give me 10 seconds?
Yeah.
Okay.
while you're thinking about it, I want to talk to Rich for a second. Have you ever in your show business travels run into Jennifer?
Nope.
What about Brad?
Nope.
Angelina?
Okay. This is my...
Oh, and I'm out. I don't want to waste anyone's time.
At the first SAG Awards that Mad Men was nominated to go to, we had just had a baby. We had a baby in December, and they were in January. My wife was still pumping. And so, what happened?
She's still hot?
We just all had to yell at my wife.
Oh, cool. Oh, my wife. Thank you. I forget how great that is. She had to go pump while the SAG Awards are happening. She goes in the bathroom, and this woman behind her says, oh, I know what that's like. She turns around and says, Angelina Jolie. And she was like, she starts this whole talk about pumping and whatever. My wife's standing in the line for the SAG Award with a big fucking, if you've seen them, they're like nightmare satchels with tubes and things. And finally, Angelina says, hey, guys, clear the line. She's got a pump. And they all moved aside, and Angelina got my wife into a stall to go, put a suction cup on her breast. And I say, good on her.
She's using her powers for good.
That's right.
She literally is like the modern Cleopatra. Like, you guys, move.
Yeah. It's like, park the ways. Yeah.
I'm going to walk this way. That's
all right,
awesome.
Well, I'll just, but Matt, you did last the longest. You're our winner of that game.
Oh, thanks.
And before we open up to the audience, I'd like to add Derailed and Marley and Me.
Oh.
And what do you guys got? Rumor has it, directed by Rob Reiner.
Oh, shit.
Bruce Almighty,
yeah.
He's had Rockstar.
The Switch. Rockstar with Mark Wahlberg.
Rockstar, good one.
Was she a Friends with Money? Was she a voice in
She's
the Iron
the one.
Giant? I think so.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
What? Camp Cucamonga? Was that before Leprechaun?
Is that an industrial film?
Who said Amistad? Which one? No, now you're just saying.
By the way, my bathroom experience at that SAG Awards was Cuba Gooding Jr. was at the urinal next to me, and we didn't talk at all, and he said, good luck tonight, slapped me on the ass and walked out. It was amazing.
Oh, radio. He's crazy.
He's crazy.
Boat trip. good suggestion, Kevin.
That was good.
In your wildest dreams, did you think that would pay off so well? That was a pretty.
Wrong answer.
He had it all figured out.
Very hey, he just believes
Kevin
in the
Invincible.
Secret.
Yeah.
It's okay.
Does anybody need a snack? Yes. All right. It could, grab those donuts, Matt.
Okay. Thank you.
And just pull one out of the box. They're Krispy Kremes. Just pull one out of the box and then throw it at somebody in the audience.
You got it. I'm on it, Doug.
Flick it. Flick it like a frisbee.
Real sticky.
Like a frisbee.
No, super sticky, you guys.
Yeah.
You asked for it.
Oh, I hit the ground.
5 second rule.
Hey.
Oh. I didn't say throw them all. We each get to throw them.
Okay, it's okay.
Look like there are no nuts. For
everybody's
you guys.
Doing the 5 second rule.
That's it.
There's now I just lick my finger. I got to use my left hand. Yeah. Yeah. You get one.
Good catch.
Sorry, stuck to my hand.
All right, we did it.
Why are they so wet, these kind of
I don't know, but I'm kind of glad. I didn't want you to throw all of them, but I'm glad you did it.
Sorry.
Because the rest of us don't have sticky hands now.
Wow, it's a mess. I mean,
Doug, I got some gravy-drenched roast beef po' boys right here.
Fully dressed. Fully
here,
dressed.
Here, everybody.
No!
It's disgusting.
Fettuccine Alfredo! Disgusting. I don't think I've ever done a Doug Lowe's movies where there's a piano in the room.
Oh, finally.
So just real quick, we'll play a game. And this is for the whole audience and the panelists. Just tell me what movie this is from. All right.
He hasn't played yet, you
listen,
stoned
you,
asshole.
Listen, you pre-guessing motherfuckers. I should, that Jaws would be an easy one, but this is not Jaws. I used to know The Exorcist too, but I don't know it anymore. But
oh,
see,
that's a good one.
See if you can guess what this one is.
The Pelican Brief. The Pelican Station.
Some guy already yelled it. It's The Pelican Brief, remember? When Denzel and Julia Roberts are running through the parking garage.
Yeah, that's the sure. tune. I remember yeah, I had the soundtrack.
That's great.
It.
I've seen the sheet music to that
yeah,
one.
Yeah, I learned it.
That's like a minor.
A lot of minor fourths.
I
rear-ended a person. I had a Plymouth Sundance, my first car.
I thought that was the end of the story.
No. That was it. I rear-ended a guy while I was listening to it, and I still can't remember why I thought this soundtrack was good. But it was the score to The Devil's Advocate. And I rear-ended a guy, like, and they had just left the lot. It was a guy with his 18-year-old son, bought him a car, lifted it up off of the Highway 36 in Minnesota, and boom. And then, like, the next thing I know, after I kind of came out of it, there was no airbag. I'd be like, whoa, what happened? Am I okay? Everything. And then the music came back. The CD skipped, and then it came back to this, like, the fucking Devil's Advocate score. It was a nightmare, Doug. I mean, it actually happened, but it was like a real life nightmare. What's the next game? Are we doing more? Or are we good?
It's okay to just tell stories. We're a team.
It's a great soundtrack, though, to have right. in your time of need.
Yeah, right?
Yeah, let's play Reverse Malton. This is, of course, similar to the Malton game, but different. And I'll talk you through it if you guys don't know how it works. Who won that? Browner won that.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And which direction were we going when you won that? You're going that.
You're going
to you next.
Yeah, so let's go. Rich will be next.
Okay.
And then Baron. And here's basically what you got to do. I will give Matt three options of motion pictures, pretty well-known motion pictures most of the time, and then you'll tell me which one you think you know the most actors from.
Oh, wow.
And then you will bid how many actors in that movie you think you can name, and then it goes to Rich and Baron, and as soon as somebody challenges, it's just like the old Leonard Maltin game, but you gotta do it. But you don't have to say them in order. You just have to name however many movies,
kinder,
actors you claimed you could name. And it has to
gentler.
Be ones that Leonard listed. So he okay. lists a lot of names usually, but sometimes people will guess one that didn't make the cut. Good. Matt, would you like Annie Hall? Oh, God. Manhattan?
or Manhattan Murder Mystery? Which one of those three films, all with pretty big casts, a lot of Woody Allen regulars,
and I'm
maybe even him.
Whichever bus I choose, I'm throwing Rich right under it, right?
Yeah.
Does that work? So I just, he has to guess from...
No.
You get to bid first.
You'll bid how many names you can name from, and then I can either increase the bid or
more, or
challenge.
He can ask you to name those names.
Fuck. Okay. Then I will go... Ah, damn it. It's really exciting when someone's like, I suck at this game. Probably listening right now going, fuck this dude.
I guess maybe I should maybe talk backstage with people about how this is a game where you could really poker face it, but so far you're not doing that at all.
Hey man, I'm an open book. Could give a shit.
Or you're really poker facing it, and you know his movies.
What are you talking about?
You know very well.
I haven't
well.
Been studying for this game.
Yeah. Which one of those do you think you know the most actors from?
If anything, probably Annie Hall.
Okay. Leonard lists.
If anything. What a dumb thing to say. If anything in the world. Now that's when you have no poker face.
Am I saying
I know
these syllables
one thing,
correctly?
It's Annie Hall. My mom was a script supervisor on it, so. Dumb shit.
Leonard lists 10 names. So how many out of 10 do you think you could name? And you could just go, you could lowball it. You could just say one if you want.
Yeah, I'm going to go two.
He's going to say two.
I'm going to be totally honest. Poker face in the trash.
So he says he can name two people from Best Picture winner from 1977.
Top that.
Annie Hall. So you can challenge him, Rich, or you could try to bid higher.
I'm gonna go three.
Don't bug the guy sleeping.
No, he's very tired. I don't want to wake him. I'm gonna say three. Three, Doug.
He says three names. Rich says three names. Three names. Barrett?
It's me?
Yeah. Make Leonard proud.
I can name four names from that movie.
That would make him very proud. So that brings it around to you, Matt. It sounds like I think I know what you'll have to do here. I think you'll have to say name those names.
Maybe
you might want to bid five.
That's a big positive, Ghost Rider. You're right. Big positive. Name those names.
All right. So any four names, I'm not going to say whether any of them are correct until we've heard four names.
Woody Allen.
Nope, you blew it.
Nope.
Damn it!
Next thing.
Diane Keaton. Mm. Christopher Walken. Yeah. Carol Kane.
Keep going for the fuck of it.
Yeah, just for the hell of it. Do you know any more?
Marshall McLuhan.
Yeah. He's not listed by Leonard, but he is
nice.
In it. He has a nice cameo in there.
Mm.
You don't know anything about my work.
Yeah, that's the last person
he says.
I can think of.
That's pretty good, though. You're correct.
Yes!
And now, to celebrate this, please welcome Montel Jordan. Yeah.
Bunch, boom, bunch, boom, boom.
Man, all right.
Paul Simon.
Oh, Paul Simon's lit, okay.
Yeah, he plays
that bar scene.
A shifty record industry dude. Shelley Duvall.
Shelley Duvall, that was the last.
Colleen Dewhurst is Annie Hall.
Oh, yeah, the Hearst of the Dew.
Janet Margolin.
Of course.
Janet Margolin is one of Woody's wives in that movie. And then John Glover is the last name he lists.
No relation to Donald.
But the movie has some amazing, none whatsoever. The movie has some amazing little tiny parts. Like Sigourney Weaver doesn't even have any lines. She's just like... Woody's date at the end of the movie, like he's dragging her to see Sour and the Pity.
She was like 12 then?
No, she was.
It's Woody Allen. Easy joke to make. Good night, everybody. Carry me out. You guys carry me out.
Soon ye, y'all later.
Awful.
And Jeff Goldblum. Jeff Goldblum
has one line in the movie.
He's at a party in L.A. and he's on the phone and he says, I forgot my mantra.
That's right. He's talking to like his spiritual guide or something like that.
Carol Kane was going to be my third name, and I only know that Carol was in it because I was in a play with her. Doug, I don't know that we've ever talked about this.
Have we talked about it? It's funny you bring it up with this guy in the front row.
I know. That's exactly
because,
it.
Because Rich thinks that I was asleep when I saw him in the play.
I know.
What are you doing? Why aren't you busy acting? What are you doing looking at me for?
Yeah, busy acting, but you know what? When you're on stage, just like how you're doing this great comedy show, you look out. Yeah. And you see this guy and those guys, and everybody's having a good time. I was in a play in New York, and Doug was sitting basically right there, and he was like this the whole time. And we came out for curtain call.
It wasn't first, the whole time.
First person to his feet, Doug Benson. Fucking. It was amazing.
Well, Rich, you were doing a male version of Night Mother. It's a really
it's
heavy
fair.
Fucking
That's
play.
That's a fair point.
It's a heavy play.
He was absorbing
he
it.
He just was like, I can't. It. I'm checking out.
That's a reference from The Vaults. That's a reference from The Vaults. That's
Thank
a good
you.
One. That's
a it's really a deep cut.
It's a deep cut of a reference.
Deep cut.
When going for the literature of Marsha Norman.
why did I say Deeper Night reference. Father? Let's continue.
I find it like... It's sometimes it's just a little too soothing when you're watching a play.
You're lulled to sleep. It's hypnotic.
Yeah. And that was what happened there, I guess. Mm. But, you know.
That was before we had met. And
you
I remember
come out of it.
Someone came backstage. The reason I was looking for you, someone came backstage and they said, you know, Doug Benson is out in the front row. I was like, Doug fucking Benson, we haven't even met, but I know that guy. I'm so excited. And I went out and I was kind of scanning the front row and I'm doing my thing. And I was like, oh, there he is. Found him.
I think the thing is, though, like in, you know, Shakespeare's time, they were more obsessed with hearing the play than they were seeing
right.
it.
Right.
If you experience it in a dream,
you had to hear what was
it's
being
more
said,
amplified.
Right?
It's a good thing there weren't any songs in that play. Because, like, at a musical, when there's a ballad, it's hard for me to not fall asleep because I like going to sleep to that kind of music.
Sure. Sure.
You know?
Yeah.
And I fly so much, I'm so great at just sleeping sitting up.
Right, yeah.
You know, because also like in the Broadway theater, like it's hard to sleep in your seat because you're really crammed
oh,
in there
those
with
seats
other people.
Are terrible.
Oh, I have to be like leaning on somebody.
But I love
sleep.
That you've done it enough that you have a philosophy about it.
I can do it, yeah.
I'm the same way. I go to sleep every night to When the Tigers Come at Night from Les Mis. Every single... What?
I'm absolutely sure there isn't a song called When the Tigers Come at Night.
And the Tigers? What is it?
It's a lyric.
Tiger
it's
Time
a
in Frenchtown? What is
tiger
it?
Tiger Time in Frenchtown.
It's the one
tiger,
song
tiger,
in the musical
Tiger,
that's
I'm a hooker now?
Phil Collins.
Something like that. I don't know.
Yeah. All right, so who won that round?
That'd be Baron here.
That'd be Baron.
Baron you guys. Baron's got a point.
Whoop, whoop.
That's good, because we got to get him out of here for...
Yeah, he's got a thing.
He's got a thing.
Yeah, I got to get him a thing.
He's got to go do a
show. I got it.
Got to do another show, yeah. Everybody's going to run over there and go to sleep over there.
It's okay.
It's fine.
It wasn't about that.
He's got to listen to what I have to say. That's why he's got to close his eyes.
All right, so we switch the order up, and we're going to start with Rich. He gets to pick this time, and then we'll go to Matt, and then Baron, and Rich gets to pick between which one of these three movies do you think you know more people from? Alien? Prometheus? Or Mars Attacks?
Wow.
Luckily, I know all of those really well. So, I'm gonna pick Alien.
Okay.
All right. Hey, well,
fuck
come
you.
On. It's his choice. It's his choice. Even though if he picked Mars Attacks, you could say literally any actor of
That's
the era.
True. Probably
That's
am.
True. He didn't go the easy route.
No. Yeah. No, I wanted to go the one that I.
No, this is a tight one because there's only a certain number of people in that one.
Great point.
It wasn't, you know, it didn't take place in anywhere but a very one.
It's a confined, yes, confined area.
I wouldn't be surprised if Leonard lists everybody that's in this movie.
You wouldn't?
I would not be surprised. I can't think of anybody else looking at it.
I'm gonna.
But he lists seven names.
That's
yeah.
Yikes.
Seven people.
I meant
that were in.
Oh, good.
How many of those would you like to bid that you can name?
I'm going to open with two, Doug.
Oh, okay. Came in cocky.
Hey, hey.
Decided to go with just two?
Mm-hmm.
Matt Bronger.
I'm going to go four.
He's saying four names.
Oh, 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 oh.
Oh, 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 oh.
That's amazing.
Spontaneous MC Hammer.
What are you going to do with that, Baron?
I'm going to say name those names.
Oh.
Okay. I'll give it a shot. Sigourney.
Good luck.
Thank you. Sigourney Weaver, Harry Dean Stanton, Yaphet Kotto, William Hurt. Now I know I fucked up, but I got to stand by it. Rules are rules.
I can't believe this just happened.
What's his name? God damn it.
Yeah, the last name.
John
right?
Hurt. So, yeah.
John Hurt.
Shit. Hey, that's my bad. I got to own it. I can't be like, no, I mean, I said the wrong thing. Got to own your mistakes, guys.
It's a great life lesson.
I got to step in here. If you can name one more person.
Do it. Oh, look at this. Hold on a second.
Yeah, if you can name one more person, I'm going to give you the point.
What's his name?
Because if you can't,
ooh,
then
I know
Baron is our winner. And
I know who you're thinking
show's
about.
Show's over.
Really? We're already there?
We still got a little time left.
God,
unless Rich has some more Angelina Jolie stories.
John Hurt.
Angelina stories.
Like the melody.
I saw the trailer for that new movie.
Oh,
she
motherfucker.
Directed that Brad is like the star of.
No, that's the wrong movie. Okay.
Looks pretty amazing.
I'd like to share my thought process.
So much drama.
Yeah. Marley Matlin was not in this with William Hurt. That was Children of a Lesser God.
Albert Brooks was sweating profusely on the news in this one, right?
Yeah. I'll tell a story real quick.
Okay.
This has never come up on the show, I don't think. Maybe it has, but I don't know. 9 years it's been going, so I don't know. But I used to dress up, like back before security was not as intense as it is today or even 10 years ago, I used to just put on a tuxedo and go to the Oscars. And... yeah, the two times I did it, both times I got in the building.
What?
Yeah.
What? That's amazing.
Yeah. Because this is a classic. And you could do this any place where they're taking tickets from two different sources. Like they'd have a ticket taker here and a ticket taker there. So you walk up and do this, get your back to that one for a second. And then you get your back to the other one for a second. And both of them think the other one got your ticket. And you're wearing a tuxedo, so why would anybody... Nowadays, there's lots of crack. That would try to do that, but oh, thanks.
Here, you can have a shitty microphone for the rest of the show. So I got into the Oscars twice, and one year I ended up in an elevator with Sidney Pollack, William Hurt, and Marley Matlin.
Holy shit.
Wow.
Yeah, me and my buddy who also did it, we both put on tuxes and went down there. And, we were in the elevator at that time at that venue, the Dorothy Chandler Pavilion. You had to ride in an elevator to go to the press part after you won your Oscar. So I'm standing there with Sidney Pollack's got two Oscars for Out of Africa, and William Hurt's got one for Kiss of the Spider Woman, and he's dating Marley Matlin, so I didn't even know who she was at the time because Children of a Lesser God hadn't come out yet. But we were all in the elevator together, just going to the press level. And William Hurt, who I don't think of as a particularly hilarious guy, but he's a great actor,
yeah.
Especially that fucking History of Violence.
History of Violence, oh, yeah. He was amazing and hilarious.
So great, yeah. And real, that part was really violent. Yeah. It really paid off.
How do you fuck that up?
Yeah, he's great in that.
Not him.
If you haven't seen it. But... William Hurt said to Sidney Pollack, he's got a fucking... William Hurt's got an Oscar in his hands, and he says to Sidney Pollack, hey, you want me to hold one of those for you? They look kind of heavy. And that was, you know, it was just a short elevator ride, so that's all that really happened. And nobody ever said, who are these two guys just standing in this elevator with us? We just won Oscars, and we have to ride in an elevator with strangers? Very weird, but, you know, security's much, much tighter these days. Did you think of another name, Matt?
I didn't, but it's the fucking guy who played the dad on Garden State.
Oh, my God.
Right? I don't know his name.
Well,
he played the android.
This is kind of a what,
yeah.
So what were
so
the
it's like, yeah, but what I want to
what
say
were
is,
the four ones you did say you got you I, said William instead of John Hurt.
William John Hurt. I said
what were the other three?
Yaphet Kotto.
Uh-huh.
I said Sigourney Weaver.
Yeah.
And I said Harry Dean Stanton.
Yeah, there you go.
Yeah.
The ostensibly the lead in the movie, Tom Skerritt. The great Tom Skerritt.
Yes.
Right.
Yeah.
Jesus.
And then
congratulations,
Ash the robot. Spoiler is Ian Holm.
That's who I meant.
Ian Holm is who. Yeah. I could tell you were thinking of that.
And the lady that's just all around just to whine and be a pain in the ass is Veronica Cartwright.
Sure.
Yeah, and that's it. That's the entire crew of the Nostromo. And the yes, Jones the cat. Shut the fuck up.
Dude, we said your Twitter thing.
Right. Well, and wait, Paul Lynn was in the actual alien suit.
That's right.
That's true.
He just made a major left turn.
That's weird that they get an old comedian.
Yes.
To wear the
incredibly limp.
Probably already dead at the time. To play that part. All right. Well, let's just play a round for fun. Baron is officially our winner.
Woo! Go see Baron across the street, everybody.
Where's your Judge Dredd person?
There she is.
I am the Laura.
I am the Laura.
There you go, Laura. Congratulations. Do you want your? She needs her name tag back.
I need your address.
Yeah.
Take it easy, yeah. married man.
He needs
with
your
kids.
Social, and he needs your phone number, and he wants to know if you know anything about breast pumping. I'm gonna take these cans. Did you put a good shithead on the back? Okay.
Just write down your address.
He says
just
so.
Pass it up to the...
What's that?
I was asking her to write down her address, but she's whispering to her friend.
Oh, yeah. Just write down
Rich,
your address.
Stop.
Do you have...
send you a board game.
Do you have a pen and stuff? What happened?
Rich wants to know where you
it
live.
If you
that's
want
that's going to be a good one.
You don't want it, you don't
do you live
to.
In the area?
It's your day. Whatever. I'll keep my board games. It's fine.
He needs somewhere to sleep.
Really? Are you so cavalier with that sad sound that that's what you'll do?
That you're trying to give someone a board game?
Yeah, he'll keep all his board games.
I'm doing it.
Okay.
She's writing it down. Where is Brandon?
He's actually in the bathroom.
He's in the bathroom?
God. There he is. Just came back. Just
hey,
came
there he
back.
Is.
Just came back.
There he is.
There he is. All right, let's play one more round for fun, you guys.
Okay. All right.
Yeah, yeah. We got 9 minutes until Baron has to run across the street and do his thing over there at the hi-ho.
You go back to sleep. You're tired. You're tired. We're not trying to keep you up, ma'am.
I like that you checked it to make sure it was real.
Yeah, well,
right there. Sure. You're like, let's see, are these letters? No wingdings here.
This'll play.
5555, go fuck yourself, creepo lame.
Second.
That's not a place.
An address.
That's not a place.
In my defense, Rich, I just slept. I also wasn't yelling shit when I was awake.
No, that's true.
Like this guy.
No, you were like,
I wasn't like, that. There's no rabbit.
The play was harder.
I can't see a rabbit.
Jimmy Stewart is better.
Where's Jimmy Stewart?
He's dead.
It was Jim Parsons from Big Bang Theory played the Jimmy Stewart role, and he was good, the parts I saw. I think I saw most of it. I don't think Rich was staring at me the whole show. I know there were several, at least seven or eight scenes where Rich's character wasn't even on stage. He's in the wings just looking at me the whole time. That motherfucker.
That's when you got the deep sleep.
Well, wait, Rich played the rabbit, right?
That's right.
Yeah, he's the invisible rabbit.
Just a non-existent
Harvey.
Role.
That's right.
Harvey.
Well, I'm no alcoholic. That's crazy. That's insane. Now, you know, you hold on, invisible rabbit.
I wish he'd say that once in the play.
Listen to me, rabbit that doesn't exist. I'm very aware of my deficiencies, and my whole life is a lie. I was in the Air Force, like Jimmy Christ. Stop talking about your whole life.
All right, let's let Rich pick one again, and then we'll go to Baron and then to Matt. And this is just for fun, and we've only got a few minutes left, so we can't drag it out too long. But you drag it out. You drag it out, lady. I got to say that 98% of you have been one of the best crowds we've ever had. All right, so which one of these do you know the most from? And I preload these in. I don't plan for who the guests are. It just sort of happens.
I get to pick this time.
Oh, you do? Why?
Oh, do I? No.
I mean, you can if you want.
Wait, it was more fun. Wait, why does he get to pick?
Because he just said, I get to pick this time.
And I forgot to pick.
And I was like, oh, that's a good reason to let him pick.
You got to pick.
He did just win the whole game.
Yeah.
It's true. That's true.
Nothing more powerful than
might
winner
as well
dibs.
We'll give him a chance to...
Winner dibs.
...to pick. We'll come to you second, Rich, then, after Baron picks. When Harry Met Sally... Or Harry Potter and the Goblet of Fire.
The Goblet of Fire.
Yeah.
Okay.
Or Firestarter. Yeah, you're not so happy about picking now, are you? You didn't know I had three of the whitest movies ever made loaded up.
I'm pretty sure I haven't seen one of those.
You haven't seen any of those?
None
well, Rob Reiner, of course, directed When Harry Met Sally.
Yeah.
So that's why
it's
a funny coincidence that Rich is here.
I appreciate you spelling it out, too.
Which one?
Harry Potter and the Goblet of Fire.
Yeah?
Yeah.
All right. Yeah.
That's the fourth one, isn't it?
Yeah. You can't fucking throw a dart in a pub without hitting one of these actors.
Jesus.
Three.
How's that?
It doesn't make any sense.
No, it's all good.
Every British actor's in this, is my point.
How many?
Leonard lists. Your buddy Leonard lists 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 19 names. 19 names. How many of those can you come up with, Baron?
I can name 7 names.
Whoa. Rich.
I mean, what? 7?
Those definitely, easily.
Yeah, from that kids movie.
So if I say name those actors, you're not. There's not going to be a
point. Wait, hold on.
Around 5 or 6, where you're going to go.
No.
And then it's hold on. It's
no.
That's not going to happen.
You're
gonna
no. Go, bop, 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 what bop, you bop, could bop. Do is raise me. Then Matt could raise me.
Yeah, no, that's what could happen.
And then I could still
name
those
names.
We can
both raise him?
It's if I raise you, then Matt goes name those people, and we all go home.
Right, but you could have sat here the whole time acting like Harry Potter is your jam.
I know, but it's that part that I'm not good at, though.
You could have been like, I got this, 8 names. And then Matt would be like, you know.
Name those names.
He'd bid 9.
Hell no. Would you have bid 9?
Hey, fuck no.
No, fuck no.
I was going to bid 1.
All right.
I was going to pick 8.
Name the
names. All right, okay, so you got to name the names,
and I
Baron.
I want no pause between
name
all 7.
The names.
Here we go.
Okay, well, Daniel Radcliffe, Emma Watson, Rupert Grint, Alan Rickman, Michael Gammon, Maggie Smith, and Ray Fiennes.
You're a fucking hero. You're my hero.
Can I just say?
He's a worthy winner. Tonight.
Can I just say? The one name I had was none of those names. Robert Pattinson.
Yes, who is in it? Is he listed? He's probably listed.
I can't believe that you
name,
know.
I can name more
You don't
names.
Know who played Harry Potter, but you know Robert Pattinson?
I couldn't remember. Remember that was he was his handsome buddy that got murdered.
And he's
true.
Leonard does not list him. He does not list him.
I would have.
Doesn't even list him.
Was Alan Rickman?
You mean I would have lost with only one name?
That would have been Alan Rickman. That would have been.
Yeah, I think his part was bigger in one of the other ones.
That's the one where they all play golf, right?
Timothy Spall.
They win a cup.
It's the golf one.
Yeah, that's it.
The Little Warwick Davis, Gary Oldman, of course, Jason Isaacs. Robbie Coltrane as Hagrid.
Sure.
Yeah.
There you go. Well, good job, Baron. We're going to let you free right now. That came out wrong. Any plugs before you run off to go do your other show, other than your other show?
Check out Malton on Movies on the Wolf Pop Network. And check out Grace and Frankie on Netflix if you haven't seen it.
Oh, that's right. You're going to be in season 2 of Grace and Frankie.
We're working on it.
With Lily Tomlin and Jane Fonda.
That's right.
Yeah, and Martin Sheen and Sam Waterston.
Yep.
Yeah,
I can name
people. Yeah, I can name 5 cast members of Grace and Frankie. And thank you so much for being here, Baron. Let's hear it for Baron Vaughn, everybody.
Yeah, man.
Good night.
I'm going to leave Mars Attacks in the mix, though, because it sounds like people really want to hear a round of Mars Attacks.
It's perfect for this game.
Yeah, it's got everybody. And Rich, what do you got to plug besides look for LBJ eventually?
Oh, when you said that besides look for LBJ, you took all my plugs.
That's it? That's your jam right now is LBJams?
Yeah. That's it, Doug. I used to be on...
That's all you need.
...on that other show, and then it's over. But now I got the... But don't. Why all the awe? He's on his phone now? What's happening with this guy? All right, LBJ.
He's got 3 modes. Sleeping, yelling, or texting.
Totally. He's self-recovered. Right, yeah. LBJ sometime in the next 2 years. Your turn, Matt.
I bet you he was texting something about James Adomian. Because that's who he keeps yelling out.
Keep yelling at yeah. Adomian!
We wanted to have him for this show, but he had an overlapping show elsewhere in town. Yeah, yeah. Plus he has to show up at every Bernie Sanders rally. Because James Adomian is Bernie Sanders. Yep. Wouldn't that be crazy if there wasn't really a Bernie Sanders? It was just a James Adomian character.
I would vote for him twice.
I buy it.
What about you, Matt Bronger? What else do you got to plug?
Big Dumb Animals on Netflix now, so watch it at home if you enjoy. Yeah.
Very funny cover with you and a bear.
Yep, a bear and a Wolverine.
A Wolverine? Yeah, so Hugh Jackman and a bear and...
Just a hairy, large gay guy.
And Matt Bronger.
His name's Steve. He's a great guy.
Thanks a lot, you guys, for
Thank
coming
you.
And this doing this. I'm spending a whole weekend in Denver coming up soon, October 24th to 25th. I'm doing a Douglas Movies and a stand-up. Denver, yeah! October 24th, 25th, stand-up, Douglas Movies, Comedy Works in Denver, douglasmovies.com, and thank you guys for the first ever New Orleans. Great turnout. The turnout tonight was huge, it was spectacular. As always, thank you. As always, William Shatner's toupee is a shithead. I apologize. I read it wrong. William Shatner's toupee is on a shithead. I don't know what his beef is with Shatner. And this one is going to bring the house down. Bobby Jindal is a shithead.
Once again, this week's episode is brought to you by Tribeca Shortlist. Spend less time searching and more time watching great movies. Visit TribecaShortlist.com to claim your free trial now and enter the promo code Doug in all caps to show your support for this podcast and get your first month free and knock 15% off the monthly subscription price. Remember, that's TribecaShortlist.com and promo code Doug.
Another talkie, eyes of gold, his viewing prowess makes him cocky.